Iron Man. Bloodthirsty. Pacifist. You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast, episode 8. And today is Saturday, February 20th of 2016. So I'm your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Hey,
hi.
Stone, how you doing?
How are you doing? I'm okay.
It feels a bit weird, me doing that.
I know.
Yeah, but that's cool. It's all right. It's the first time I've done it, so that's kind of cool. But you know what's even cooler is the fact that we have a very special guest, and we have got Griff from Slightly Impressive here. So hey,
hello.
Griff.
Hello.
Welcome.
Hello.
It's good to be
here.
How
you doing?
I'm doing great.
Excellent. Oh, excellent. Well, we're going to have a little bit of chat about you first off to start the show. So tell us a little bit about yourself. So the player behind your character.
All right. Well, I'm most known probably for WoW Machinima. Started doing that, I guess it was like 4 years ago, which seems crazy. But I do that on YouTube, and I just do various Let's Plays and things like that. Started streaming not too long ago, really, just in the last year or so. I've been doing a lot of the Iron Man Challenge.
Nice.
And, yeah, that's how
awesome.
I got here.
Yeah, exactly. So how long have you been playing WoW? When did you actually start playing WoW?
I think it was 2009. It's whenever Ulduar was the thing, when that was the current tier.
Okay.
So in Wrath. I'm a Wrath baby.
Okay. Wrath baby.
Yeah.
That's okay. I know quite a few Wrath babies.
Yeah,
and
there's a lot of us.
Yeah, there is. That's absolutely. But how long have you been participating in the WoW challenges, and when did you get started?
It's only been about a year, maybe a little bit less.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to remember exactly when I started doing it, but I think it was less than a year ago.
Okay.
I've died a shocking number of times in that amount of time.
Oh, we know that.
I've streamed everything. Every Iron Man challenge that I've done, I've streamed or recorded it in some way.
Okay.
Oh,
so
man.
Nice.
All my failures have been public.
Wow.
To do it.
You've got a record. That's amazing. That's yeah. Pretty cool. So tell me, I'm just going to diverse for 2 seconds, but what was the thing for you to get into, like, streaming? Because that's something that a lot of players don't do. So
yeah.
For you, what was the thing about, streaming and, putting yourself out there?
I'd been doing YouTube for a while, and, like, the live aspect of streaming kind of scared me for a long time. So I was really hesitant to get into it. It was like, well, people can just talk to you right then, and, like, what if they're mean to me? What do I do? So, but I don't know. I just eventually, like, a lot of people have been getting into it. A lot of YouTubers have started streaming, and I was like, well, I got to try this. And I loved it right away. Like, I really like the instant interaction of it. And even something like the Iron Man Challenge, sometimes it can be distracting to have a chat there, for sure. But it can also be helpful in a lot of ways. Like today, we were talking about right before the show, like somebody in the chat actually saved me from pulling an elite mob that I was about to pull.
Nice.
Or like, oh, you need to go back and get in the shredder thing before you pull it. So
yeah,
it's almost like cheating in some ways, but it's also a handicap in a lot of ways.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's just a lot of fun. It's like just hanging out and just relaxing with a bunch of people, just playing games.
Okay. So for you, what class and races have you tried with the challenge? And what do you find has suited you best?
Okay. So I've had the most luck with hunters, and that's pretty much what I've stuck with for the last few. I've played, I'm trying to think of everything I've played. There was Warlock, which didn't go well at all. It was an undead Warlock. That one, I just, like, I only made it to, like, level 7 or something with that.
Wow. That's worse than me.
I was just like, I can handle lots of murlocs, and no, lots of murlocs. What else did I play? I did a hunter and died to something stupid. I did a rogue and died to a glitch. Done paladin, which went fairly well.
Paladin, okay.
Monk, I didn't like quite as much. I played Pandaren monk. Really? I had a lot of close calls with that one. It ended up just dying.
Just because you pulled too many things, or
yeah, I just pulled too many things.
Okay.
And I don't know. I don't know if other people have had more success with a monk or not. I don't know.
Monks are pretty strong.
Are they?
My monk's pretty strong. She's at about 23, and I found her, other than Hunter, so far for me, monk's been pretty good, and okay. You don't have a pet. Yeah.
Maybe I need to try it again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've got an undead and a, I can't remember the other one, Drenai monk. Yeah, so
how would that roll?
I found for both of them quite good.
Yeah, roll is good, yeah.
Roll is excellent. Okay, so have you tried like a Death Knight? Have you gone to that level?
I haven't done that. I think that's what I want to try next.
Awesome.
After I get to max level with this character, of course.
Yes, of course. Yes,
after I win. I want to try the Death Knight thing because it's like a whole separate thing. It's a whole different experience. I've heard it's really hard to get out of the starting area, so...
I would say don't stream it because
yeah,
it's very grindy and your viewers will be like, what is this crap? Because you're basically running back and forth trying to kill mobs and waiting to get to level 57-ish. So you have to grind more or less a full level. So probably better if you can get to level 57, then you can probably stream the rest because at least you'll have a way to heal and be able to do the quest, do everything else. I only found you just have to watch what you're gonna pull, but don't stream that first.
Something to keep in mind. Then
that's for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So for you, do you like to have a couple challenge tunes on the go, or do you just concentrate on one?
I've just done one at a time, and I've always streamed the whole thing. So I just go. Just go until that one dies and then either make a new one right then or just say, hold on, let me go make a new one. Or I'll just be like, oh, just forget it for today. We'll do this. We'll do this next week.
Okay.
So, yeah, just focus on one at a time.
So what's been your fondest challenge tune memory so far?
Oh, man. It's hard to really pick like one memory. What I really like is having the inside jokes that I do with the chat, like, or maybe just with myself, and they just kind of tolerate it. But I'll have, like, I have Herbert, the little bird that follows me around. He's a non-combat pet now.
Yeah.
When I first started streaming it, I had, it's like the purple chicken thing is your, what you start out with as a hunter pet with the tauren. And I just named Herbert. So he's just sort of became a recurring character that I just always have him around. Like to give backstories to the other pets. Like I died one time to some bears. And so the next character, I started a dwarf, and dwarves get a bear for a pet. And I was like, okay, we'll just say this is one of the bears that killed my other guys. And he's turned over a new leaf. This is his redemption arc here. He's going to help Griffin Dwarf here on his adventures to atone for his sins.
That's cool.
So just stuff like that, just fun little things like that. That's what I really like about it.
Okay. All right. And you've done with the iron. Have you tried the bloodthirsty or pacifist?
I haven't.
Yet?
Haven't? Bloodthirsty, okay. I may try at some point. I don't think pacifist is for me. You know, kudos to anybody who can get through that one.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think Iron Man Challenge is definitely most interesting to me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for you, when you start a new challenge zone, do you have particular zones that you like to level through?
I've tried really a big part of why I wanted to do the challenge was to just see all of the content that they added in Cataclysm when they redid everything. Because usually when I level an alt just to play one, I just do it in dungeons. So I really wanted to see all of that content that I just haven't gotten around to seeing yet. So really, I've been trying to skip around to different things each time and go a different path as much as I can. Some zones, like the dwarf zone, seem to be one of the best for me as far as like leveling quickly and efficiently
Oh,
and
yeah.
didn't have a lot
There's
of close
so
calls or
many
anything like that.
quests. Yep.
Yeah, I really liked Unro and Lochmodan. Those were really fun.
Yeah, that's exactly right. What do you think has been your most unfriendly zone that you've come across so far?
I think Ghostlands.
Okay.
Ghostlands has like the abominations. Everybody kept warning me about that. I was
Yeah.
so scared I was going to run into one. They have the
Yep.
abomination, the elites that path around. I didn't die to one of those, but then they also have these troll mobs. There's like a few different areas with some kind of higher level trolls that like they spawn really close together and they path around a lot and they do the thing where they run away if when they get at really low health, so they like aggro more stuff, and that's how I ended up dying on the paladin. But yeah, Ghostlands, it didn't go well for me.
Okay.
Yeah,
All righty.
they're level
So,
18 or 19, and I think I've lost an iron there too. It's
oh
and
yeah.
I don't go back there. Straight
Yeah,
away.
yeah.
Nope.
it's like Varishna's favorite spot is Ghostlands. So, yeah.
Yeah.
So for you, what has been one of the worst or most embarrassing ways that you've died
Oh,
as a
jeez.
challenge tomb?
There
There's
have been
been
so
many, I'm
many.
sure.
Yeah.
Tell us
Yeah,
about it.
I think the worst one, I mentioned how I died to a bear. What I didn't mention was that I died to a bear because I wandered into Western, I think it's
Western
Western Plague
Plaguelands.
Lands. Because I'm just not very familiar with the Horde areas. And I was like, okay, I need to go down here. And I was like, had it in my mind where I was going to go. And just while I was looking at the map and everything, I wander across into Western Plaguelands. And then I stop and I'm like, wait a minute. Now, how do I get there? I open the map. And then, like, the chat starts freaking out. And I close the map and there's bears. There's two bears on me. And I'm like trying to get away and just died. And then. Later in the comments on YouTube, everybody was just like, that seemed fake. Like, why would someone do that? He did that on purpose. He just wanted to start over. And I was like, no, this really happened. I don't know. I can't explain it. I don't know what I was thinking. It's
Oh
terrible.
boy.
Yeah.
I
And
think
I
I
sw
watched that one like live and I was like, what's he doing? He has the map over right on the screen and you
Oh,
can't see
man.
anything else. And then all of a sudden his health, boop, 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 done. And he's like, what's going on?
Yeah, I didn't even notice till I was like half dead. I don't know what was going on
Wow,
with me.
wow.
That was the
Ouch.
worst for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So then for you, what advice would you give to anyone wanting to try a challenge tune for the first time?
Don't get too attached to your character. You'll get really upset when you do eventually die, especially the first time. I doubt anybody's made it to max level in their first attempt.
No way.
Yeah, you just gotta when you die, you just gotta keep going. You just gotta start over and keep going.
Lido.
That's the only advice I really have.
Shushu. Excellent. Okay. Now, have you got like a couple of other helpful tips or tricks for people doing a challenge?
One thing I've done a few times, I don't know how common this is, but I saw somebody suggested on a forum, is to go when you get done with a starting zone to go do a different starting zone. And it kind of buffs you up and level a little bit when you go into the next one. So that's what I do pretty much every time. I didn't actually do that this last time because I felt like I was a high enough level. But that's one thing. Other tips. One thing I do, like people constantly tell me to do, is to zoom out more. I'm so bad about, like, for some reason, I just naturally play, like, zoomed in really close to the character. But that's bad because there's things that you don't see, like an elite that you're getting too close to, or just whatever. It's harder to just see anything. Like, awareness is such a big part of the Iron Man challenge. So just remembering to zoom out if you're like me and you like to play really close in. That's a big one.
Nice. Okay. Well, they're really good ones because some people don't realize that by, zone hopping and being able to go and do another, you get that buff of some more XP, and that's always a really good one. So thank you. Thank you for sharing those, and again, welcome to the show. And towards the end, we'll get you to give details of where people can find you. But
Sure.
for now, we're going to go into news in the world of Warcraft. So,
All right.
Stone's turn to talk.
Is this where we play the bumper that
Playing the
goes
bumper?
like do 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 do?
Do do
No.
do do that one, yes.
There we go.
That's it. That's our bumper. There it is. So we've
Sorry.
got Lovers in the Air is on right now. Tell me, what's going on?
It's in progress and it ends on February 29th. Yes, this is a leap year. You can do every single quest. Although you should be worried about the quest where you have to go kill. I think you have to go to a certain area, right? And you have to kill like three or four of the guys or something. They tend to pop up really quick, and they can one-shot you if you're not careful. but besides that, everything else is okay. Lovely cards not allowed because they provide stat buffs. Love tokens are okay to use because you can buy pets and all kinds of stuff. But you cannot buy these things because they provide buffs on you, box of chocolates, colognes, and perfumes. there are dresses and suits allowed, because they are white, so they're not green or higher. So I don't have to make any code changes and all that stuff, thank goodness. The love rocket, you're not allowed to do it on this tune, so what else is there? And collecting charms is okay, except for pacifists. There was some talk about whether or not you could buy them off of people in trade chat, but it's gray area. I'm not going to ding you for it, but some people think it's getting outside help. That's up to you, but it's fine. I'm not going to ding you for it.
All
So.
right. Griff, have you been doing any Lovers in the Air stuff?
I did a few of the quests today, actually, on the stream. It was kind of a lot of running around. Probably spent more time than it was actually worth.
The
But
right
they're
tab.
nice safe quests there in Orgrimmar. Figured might as well
Yes.
do them.
Yes. Nice. Okay. Awesome. Now, that's it. News in the world of Warcraft. Wow, that's like the shortest one
Well,
ever.
that's pretty much it, right? There wasn't.
Yeah, that is exactly. Let's talk about then site news. So, tabards, you've got some information about tabards for us,
Okay,
please.
so technically all birds are allowed, except they do increase your gears that, so it will get your character flagged. There are some tabards that are green or blue, and that can basically get you flagged, even though you should be allowed to wear it. We can't tell if you've equipped that slot or not. So, best thing to do is only to equip white ones. And thanks to his Twitter handle or her, I can't remember if it's a boy or girl, but at Kruthni for testing this out for us. For site updates, basically, I just toyed around with our lists and stuff, because our Iron Man list was the main list was about 4,700 characters, and the dead list was almost 7,000. So when people go to pull that page, it would take forever to load. Whoops. So I knew I wanted to do this already, but I added a page. drop down, so it will only show 500 at any time. And thanks to Iron Egg for reminding me about this. It was on my list of things to do, but I just kept putting it off. And I added more things on our WoW Chal and just the stats page. So basically, mm-hmm. I added classes by Iron Man, Bloodthirsty, Pacifist, and I also showed how many people have picked by race. So there's a
okay.
whole crud
oh, cool.
ton of. So basically, Night Elf is the number one pick, which is not, which is, you know, I guess so, because they have that what's it called,
Shadow Meld.
Yeah, and human is number two, which I guess okay. makes sense.
It's interesting.
Escape.
Wow. Right? Yeah, that's interesting.
That escape, thing, and undead was number three.
Because the undead's awesome.
Because undead's
awesome. That's why.
That's just because people want to play zombies.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Well, that sounds exciting. So don't forget, guys, to go check out the wowchallenges.com website. Legion testing. So what's happening?
So I finally...
I have no idea.
my account got flagged for it finally.
Oh, nice.
Just so I could do tests on it. Do tests for us. basically, okay, we knew at BlizzCon that we were going to have to deal with all classes having a default spec forced on them. There was some talk of it getting put on you at level 10, but I've gone in and for sure you have it at level 1. So basically when you go create your new tune, if you go hit N, yes, it doesn't pop up that new talent pane. But if you hit P, it will pull up the spell book. So and from there you can see which spec you are. so I think we are not going to have an option to get rid of a spec at all. And I think it's because when you get into the Jin zones, you are given the weapon based on whatever spec you are, right? And I think it would screw things up if you walked in there and be like, "Hey, I'm not fire or frost. Give me a mage weapon." And then Blizzard would be like, "I don't know what to do. Crash the game, blow up the entire world." You know, so I don't think it's going to happen, even though we've asked for it. I also noticed that when you go look at your tune at level 1 even, or if you go look at all of the different things that it can do, none of them say just like mage or something, right? It's
right.
It's built into fire, frost and that. So I think that if you were actually to get rid of your frost spec, you wouldn't actually be able to kill anything because it's actually built into it.
Right.
So I think this is just how this will be life, post patch, I guess. So I was planning on not letting you do any changes. So you've got to use the default spec that Blizzard assigns you. Basically, there are some folks that might want to allow you to do one change, but currently from testing, I found that there is no way to track how many times you switch. I have asked them to add that. And if they won't add it, then basically the challenge going forward will be you can pick anything that you want and change as you need, which
okay.
actually might not be a bad thing considering what's going to be coming up. So characters that have already been leveled up will have their pre-legion level attached to their tune. Just to let people see, hey, you did the Iron Man up to level 98. You were not able to get up to max, but you can still see that they were able to get up to level 98, and then post patch, then you've been able to make it to max. Although I personally think it's still going to be hard, and I'll tell you why I think later. So basically, okay. We are also not sure if characters that are already made will actually have the default spec 4 stock on them. I think they will. So that it doesn't break things when we get the new stuff. And I have a list of... My throat is all... it's all, like, croaky.
Do you want me to read this? The default specs?
I'm
going to
mute myself, but not on Skype, so sorry about this. So go ahead, leave it up.
Okay. All right. So the list of the default specs that they're saying. So for the DK, it's unholy. Druid is restoration, although they do get cat form. Hunter is beast mastery. Mage is fire. Monk, windwalker. Paladin, retribution. Priest, discipline. Rogue, subtlety. Shaman, elemental. Warlock, affliction. What?
Yeah.
Warrior, arms.
Yes.
Okay.
So, legion mobs will now increase in level based on your level and not the gear that you have. So that was something that we thought, well, if we're coming in with whites, you know, does that mean that the mob is going to get brought down to our level?
Okay.
No. So it's still going to be very hard to... Okay, so I feel it will be easier to get to level 100, but going from that point on, it's going to be very hard because our way of trying to level up is always to kill greens, things that are a lot weaker than a lot. A lot weaker than us. And I think with Warlords, you can probably get a character up to like, what, maybe level 102 or 103. But past that, good luck. So it's going to be easier to get up there. It's not going to be easy to get max. So I'm not as upset now.
Because they're doing the... With the mobs with and the level mobs. And stuff.
Yep. Okay. That's interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So then I was going to ask Griff, have you gotten into Legion to do any testing yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. Been playing, mostly been leveling up a Demon Hunter. I haven't done like low level leveling yet, but yeah, I've been playing it a lot. It's pretty good.
Okay. And what do you think about the default specs for the classes, though?
Well, looking at the list, I actually didn't know what the defaults were going to be. I think it's weird that druids are going to be restoration right off the bat. Like, why?
Well, they do get cat form, though, right?
Yeah.
So as a level one character, you are able to go through and kill things, but still heal. Okay. Not sure why. I found that when I created a level 100 character, it actually had me load in as Fury and not as Arms, even though at level 1 I was Arms. And I just thought it was weird, so I don't know at what point they decided it was going to be Fury. Maybe it will be Fury now, but maybe it was and they've changed it. So we don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's kind of a weird idea to have you just sort of throw a spec on you instead of being like looking at them and choosing how you want to play. Because like for a totally new player, And it kind of depends on how exactly they do it with the UI and how they introduce it to you. But like, as a totally new player, it would be kind of weird to start a druid and not really know what you're doing, and you're a healing druid with cat form, and you don't, like, you don't ever have that moment where you're like, okay, now what kind of druid do I want to be? It seems better to level up to a certain level as just a druid, and then you have these options for, okay, now you're going to specialize. Yeah. So I don't know. It's just kind of weird. We'll just have to see how it plays out.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Okay, well, you know, exciting times ahead. All right. So, Demon Hunters.
Yeah, we're not tracking
Stone.
Them. We're not going to track. They start at level 97 or 8. Do you know?
I can't remember. I was thinking 98.
Yeah, I thought it was 98, but I've seen somebody else say it was 97 as well. I have not played it at all. But we're not going to track them. Maybe when we get up to like level 200 cap, right? Because then that would be halfway. So, but I don't. That won't happen for another 10 years. So, random username 3334 says level 98.
Okay. So that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Okay.
Death Knights. We're likely going to be going back to yellow flagging them, because when you actually create your tune, you actually get a ghoul and stuff, so you can basically sit back and let this thing fight for you, and it makes getting out of your starting zone super soon. Quick, that was one of my main reasons for letting it be green flagged, was that it was very hard to actually get out. Right now, the ghoul will despawn when you start to fight the chain guy, but I'm not sure if that's a bug or not. So as we keep going with beta or alpha and beta, then I'm going to keep doing testing on it. But likely we will put yellow flags back on them and still not add them to our main lists. And that's why we have them as a separate list. More of an FYI. If people want to do Death Knights, do it now, because it is hard now. Because if they change it even like a bit to make it easier, then it's going to be flagged. Transmog. So transmog, you cannot transmog green plus items onto your white equipped gear, which makes me sad, because I was hoping to remove some of my code, because right now I have code to say, well, if you're wearing the purple cosmetic helm, it's fine. Yep. I was hoping to get rid of all that, because it makes things a little tougher on me if I need to make changes and stuff. And that's one of the reasons why we didn't add the green Santa hat and the red Santa hat, is that I didn't want to add another piece in there. I'm actually thinking about, unfortunately, to just remove it and grandfather in the characters that have it, and just say going forward. So I've actually made a post on the Alpha General forums asking if we can transmog onto white gear. I mean, even if it's gray, like, who cares? If they tell me no, not gray gear, fine, just let us do it onto white gear at least, you know, because then you could have a iron that would like to look a certain way, get their white gear, and then go, right?
That's feasible, understandable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but basically all these things, if I've gotten you all riled up, sorry, there are topics on our website and stuff like that you can weigh in and have yours a So
yeah. Okay. So they can check out the forums at wowchallenges.com. Yes. Definitely.
Yeah.
Cool. Griff, just a quick question. Transmog. Are you into transmogging stuff for your tunes?
Oh, yes. Yes. Awesome. Yeah, that would be great if we could transmog onto white stuff.
Mm-hmm. That would be very, very, very cool. What's your favorite transmog set? Like, do you have a set that you just like, I have to put this on my whatever character whenever you get it?
Well, I made, like, in most of my machinimas, I have the druid character who's kind of like the stand-in for me. And I just have, like, all this...
Bless you.
All this blue and black kind of stuff that just pieced together from everywhere. So that's what I like to do. I don't usually like go after a certain set. I'll use the Mogget add-on to just find things that I think look good together, and then I'll go and do whatever I need to do to get all of those pieces.
Isn't that one of the best add-ons ever? Mogget is fantastic. So nice.
What's it called? Awesome. Waste more gold on in-game stuff. What was that? Okay, I don't transmog, but I like what they're gonna do, so I can see myself dropping gold
I'm so excited. It's good. And you know what's the fun bit? I tried doing it. Wowhead's got this that you can go and find out what quests that you've done over the time to see what things that you're missing. Have you guys seen that?
No,
I haven't.
So there's doing it live. On Wowhead in the tools, there's your quest wardrobe. And if you go into that section, so tools for character, and you type in, you know, where you are and what your character is, what it does is it brings up and shows you what you're going to get, and then things that you're missing. So I went and started doing some of that on my warlock, and only to really look at it and go, oh, that's Alliance side. it's cool. So it's telling me, looking right now, it says I've collected 1,034 pieces of the quest stuff, and I'm missing 233. Wow. But a lot of the stuff. So yeah, it's a really cool thing. I mean, other than just for irons, but the main thing I found is by doing the challenge tunes on different classes and different races, that by the time Legion's here and I get to lock into every single tune, I'm probably gonna complete, a lot of that stuff. So if you're into Mog stuff, that's a handy little thing. I'll put the link up on the show with the show notes on the website as well if people are keen for it. Something fun to do in between everything else we're doing at the moment. But you've got a possible new challenge. What's this about? Look at the face, chat room.
Okay.
See how excited he is.
So, these two folks, Ari and Tarkin, from the guild called Tyranny on Shattered Hand, approached me with a new challenge that I was just, it actually kept me up Wednesday night and last night. That I'm just, my brain is just going, like, thinking, oh, how can we do it? Oh, we can do it like this, and we can do it like that. Just trying to think about, like, all, like, the back end stuff. That it definitely has some legs, and we're moving on it.
Okay. Like, is that all you're giving us? You're not even gonna give us a little.
I'm actually asking a friend of mine, Rakavis, to make an add-on. Yes, I know. Don't worry about the other one. Okay, we're worried about this one because we need one now for sure. And he has to build one for us, and he said he's on board to do it. So it's just
interesting.
I don't know.
It is.
It's going to be different from being what we're used to.
Ooh.
That's all I can say. all I can
Ooh,
see. But I'm very
intrigued.
Excited. I'm very excited.
Transmog
I'm so
challenge.
There's been stuff that I would like to do. Like there's been stuff like I want to do like auction house stuff, right? But because Blizzard hides things, I can't do it, right? So this one, I'm like, ooh, and I think people will like it too, based on what we're talking about and all that. So I
ooh, exciting.
Very
okay,
yeah,
so watch this space, basically. Watch the space and see what happens.
The website for their guild as well is tyranny-guild.com. So in case you wanted to look up some stuff, they do mythic raiding. And they were, I think from what I read, US 82nd for Archimonde. Which...
Okay. Cool.
I've not done Mythic Archimonde yet. Just saying.
You're in the top 100. That's awesome.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep.
Nice.
So I'm very excited. We're talking. It's great. And we're back and forth on the rules and stuff. Oh, I'm very excited. So
fun times ahead.
Awesome.
Okay. All right. T-shirts and stuffs. What's t-shirts and stuffs? Tell me.
Okay. Folks that know me know that anybody that's asked me about how do I get a t-shirt, how would I get a shirt, like a hat or whatever, I've always said, nope, I'm not selling them. Because I'm doing this because I like to do it. This is my thing. It's my free, no time. I'm not here to make my money. I'm here to have fun, give you guys a website to have more fun and WoW and that. So I put out about 150 a month extra for doing the website. But basically just trying to get my train of thought here. That's not a big deal. If it were to get higher, maybe. We were thinking about doing a way to get hats and things like that, only because from what I gathered, folks were almost ready to make shirts on their own without me saying yes or no and all that stuff. So I can't prevent people from putting a logo like mine on some shirt and saying you can buy like a WoW, could buy a WoW Challenges shirt. So basically, if they were to do that, I would hate that the money would go to them versus it could come to me to help pay for my costs. And that's one of the things. It bugs me that I kind of feel like I'm forced to go down that road. I'm not sure right now if we would just do a straight up buy the shirt or hat, or if we would do like a reward level something through like Patreon. Not quite sure yet. I have been talking with Ben Bumhofer from Azeroth Roundtable, just based on what he's done. So I would definitely like to know what you guys think. What would you like to see? How much would you expect? And again, it's hard for me. So I'm almost like, I don't want to do it, but then I think somebody else is going to cash in on the work that we've all done. Like this is our stuff. It's not just mine. It's our stuff. And the money that I would make goes directly to paying for the extra money that I spend for the website and stuff like that. So
yeah,
it's not like I'm paying for a house or anything like that with that cash. Right. So,
So have you got a thread started on the forums for people?
I would prefer keeping that sent directly to me.
So email?
Yeah.
Email or tweet?
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I don't want people to fight to say, oh, well you shouldn't do this and do that. Don't fight. Just let me know what you believe. If you think it's bad, go for it. If you think it's good, go for it. I need to know. I I actually almost I was thinking about cut I was I we almost cut this part. I
Well,
just
I think it's a valid point, like personally, because there are people that like, the chat room is, people are saying they're totally rocking Iron Man shirt, which sounds cool. So why not? Absolutely.
I'd buy one.
There you go. See?
That's my
Me
contribution.
too.
Well,
I'd buy one.
honestly, I was thinking about in the future that if people were to make it to Max, that I would actually print a shirt out and just send it to
Oh,
them free.
nice. That'd be cool.
However, the
Oh,
costs
that
of
would
that
be.
would be like to ship and all that stuff. I don't know. My wife is literally sitting directly across from me, and
Hi,
she's gonna
Carrie.
type in chat room right
Hi.
now too. I'm
There
sure. 50
you
bucks
go.
for a t-shirt it cost us to make this shirt.
Yeah.
So obviously it won't be 50 bucks, because we'll have to find somebody else that does it for less, which I think I already have. But just saying that, it doing what I wanted to do might still we could still do it. Just I don't know if it's feasible or not.
Okay.
So.
So looking into options anyway,
Yes.
and feedback from people. So please let Stone know if
By email,
yes,
please.
no's, whichever. Yeah, email the show, which is a good idea. All righty. Okay, let's talk about a Discord server
Discord. Okay.
that we've set up.
So we do have one open. Sorry, it's open just for myself and Lita.
At the moment.
Right now. So basically we were thinking about having this opened up to let folks come in to ask us things. If could you do certain quests, like was it against the rules or something? Overall, the chat rules would be don't be a jerk. It's Eaton's law. Don't be a dick. So treat others the way that you would like to be treated, right? So if you want to do this, if you want to join this server, please send me an email and I will send you a link to click. And once we're set up with mods, because I'm sure if more people get on there, excuse me, there will be people that might not want to respect the rules. So we need mods and stuff like that. So it will be a slow deal. However, I think it would be a good thing to have. So let me know. Please send me an email if you would like to join us on Discord. Let me know. And eventually we'll add the link up on our main website just once we're ready. So it's coming.
Excellent. Yeah. It's still fairly new, so we're still getting used to Discord as an app, basically. But it's very cool. It's got text channels and voice channels, so once again a really good option. Seems to work when we've used it. It's been really good. Yeah.
So you've typed something at me and I haven't looked at it. I'm sorry.
No, because you're Slack.
Because,
Because he's Slack and
well,
he's podcasting.
oh man, I'm so bad.
But that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. It's all right. But yeah, so if you've not heard of Discord, there are a number of places that are using it now, guys. So
Convert to raid
definitely.
is going to drop Humble and go to just use that because it's free. And that's
Yeah.
a big deal
Which
because
is a
they're huge.
huge thing. Yeah, absolutely. So no, it's very, very cool. Okay, let's keep going. So the something report. The something report?
Well, I didn't know what we wanted to call it. What do we want to call it? Do we want to call it something else?
The da something report. I
Report.
don't know.
I don't know.
It's a report. What? It's level ups. Go for it. Tell
Okay,
us.
level
People, if
ups.
you've got ideas, let us know.
Yeah. Levels. Okay, so basically this is where we go over who has hit level 70s for Iron Man, level 30 for Bloodthirsty, level 30 for pacifists. That's for leveling up or dying or getting flagged or something. Basically, I have a list and then I go check them out. Anyway, so without further ado, Assmongler 2, level 70. Iron Casual, level 70. Dansula, level 71. Gain, level 71. All Swag, level 72. Proxy, level 72. Star Fox, level 77. Dead Jitters, level 89.
I love that name. That's cool.
Deidre Van BKN. I'm gonna say that's bacon. I know it's with a K, but bacon. Okay. Level bacon. 91. 91. 91. Iron
Spawn. Wow.
Devo is level 97. And Fariona, you know, she's been on the show, level 99.
Ooh. Yeah.
This will be her sixth champion.
Yeah.
Sixth time.
Oh, so close.
I don't want to jinx her. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's crazy.
Watch. Actually, good let honor. Me go check right now. Let me go check. Let me check. Where is she? Nope. Level 99 still. Okay. Let me close that. Sorry. Bloodthirsties, level 30 is and higher. Fawn Pickles, level 34. I love that name. Aya Blood, level 34. Bloodthirst, level 52. Hemer, level 52. Bent Grinder, level 57. And Deidre Van, which he had bacon before, now he's Blood, level 81. So he's getting high on all of the lists.
Wow, nice.
Pacifist, Opalina, level 32. Patuli, number 4. He's level 34. Tokiv, level 34. This name. Zypacitors, level 35. Kuma, level 41. Level 43, sorry. Ferillion, level 45. Flavin, level 47. Gardening, level 55.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that name.
Bloodless, level 60. Fulman, level 66. And No Harm, level 93. No Harm, believe.
My gosh. No, I'm pacifist. My mind just is boggles. That's amazing.
I think No Harm is actually a fellow named Brittle. I think he does have irons, so he knows his stuff. I'm not surprised to see him so high. It's him. If it's not, I'm sorry. okay, so and these are the folks that have tried and died. I'm gonna keep that. So for Iron Man,
the tried and died report.
Tried and died report. Tulska, level 70. Wutulakinat, level 70, died. Iron Geezer, level 74. Iron Thalen, level 76. Two Glaives anymore, level 81. Atreyu, 85, died. Brittle died, level 85. Yes, he did die. Pavakuti, I guess, level 85. D. Drevins, I guess that's one of his other ones. S, level 90. Oh. And the last one here, Suak, level 92. He died when we announced it on our last show that he had hit level 92. He had died that night. It was like, man, I'm sorry, dude. And I feel bad because I feel like I might have jinxed them. That's why I'm hoping Fariona doesn't get that jinx either. So, yeah.
Wow. Be the stone curse.
Yes. So Bloodthirsties, Arila, level 34, Ironsv, level 34, Misery Who, level 34, Iron Azzy, level 41, died. Killer is killed, level 42. Frenizo, level 37. Bent Grinder, level 64. And, oh man, this one hurts. Moto Hayaku, level 68. That one, I think, is brutal. See, I'm getting them all confused because sometimes they don't use the same names and get me all. That's why I use the same kind of name the same time.
Yeah, anyway. Me too.
Yeah.
Pacifist Embriel is level 30. She died. Pescataria, level 41. Tamriel, level 53. Anti-Entity, no, level 54. And Nemini, level 68, died as a pacifist. Mine is level 7. I can tell nice! You. Yeah. Hey, that's higher than my level 2 that I had last time. If I make it to level 68 and died, I'd shut off the stream. Done.
Flip the finished. Table.
See you guys later. It's yep. been a nice ride.
Yeah.
See you later. Done. So those are all the people that leveled up and also tried and died. Tried and died.
Congratulations to everyone who's leveling really, really well. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And commiserations to everyone who's lost a challenge tune. It hurts. I don't know about you guys, but I know for me, it really, really hurts when they does not matter what level that they go. So
I can't imagine getting up to the 90s and then dying. Just like, oh man, that's so much time put into it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
When I die at like level 20 something, I'm just like, oh, like I need a minute.
I think I saw you do a stream about. I think it was with Griffin Dwarf. So maybe about 3-4 weeks ago that you went into about 10-15 minutes and then you died and you were just like,
yeah.
Okay, stream's done. I'm done for the day. And I'm like, just stop right now. Take a break.
Yeah.
But you can see in his face, he's just,
I was just like, we just got started. okay.
Yeah. Yes.
Can't have a breakdown right there in front of everybody. It's just like, oh, man.
And you'll have it for a permanent record as well. Yes. So, yeah. Okay. Well, actually, while you're talking, Griff, do you want to tell us what you've been up to lately?
All right. Well, like I said, I think I streamed some Iron Man Challenge today, got to 13 on the next character after that one we just talked about died. So that's going along well, going through Ashara now. The only other thing I really do in WoW right now, since I haven't been raiding, I'll probably start raiding again in Legion, but I've been playing the Legion Alpha, been messing around with that. I really, really like Demon Hunters. I'll probably be playing a Demon Hunter as my main. So having a lot of fun with that, and just I really like all the zones. High Mountain's kind of weird. It's getting hard to navigate. There's lots of caves, lots of mountains, as you would expect. So I don't know about that zone. But the other zones that I've played have been really cool, and very beautiful, very fun to level in. So, yeah.
Okay. And have you been doing any machinima of the last week or so?
Yep. I'll be working on one right after this, actually, editing one. Okay. Hopefully to get out tomorrow. It may be a little bit late, but yeah, what got one in the works.
What?
Can't tell you until it comes out. Yeah,
it's a secret. It's like your secret. You're not telling us.
I will admit. That's it. I am a big fan of your other stream that you do.
Oh yeah, The Sims.
Yeah, it's so funny how everything works out, and you can't even script that stuff.
Yeah, that's what's so great about The Sims for streaming. It's just the way I play The Sims. I just let the characters do whatever. I just let the game provide the humor, and I just commentate on what's going on. That's been going on for so long. But
yep. You're almost there. You're 6th generation out of 10, right? So you're
I think the 7th one is the one that was just born. We're on 7 out of 10.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Oh, cool. Awesome. All righty. Well then, Stone, what have you been up to?
I got a bloodthirsty character, a real one this time, and I rolled a hunter because I figured I just to pick the easiest class that has a tank, at least with it, right? And I picked a dwarf, dwarf hunter, got it up to level 10. Whoop-de-doo. I know, like for me, it's a big deal. I mean, when I go scroll back in my notes and I see all these people hitting level like 90 or sorry, like level 81, I just, you know, I can't even think about being that far. But for me, it's big for me. So, and I actually have a pacifist that I got up to level 7, which for me is a big deal too, because
that's awesome.
I had such a hard time getting even to level 2. It drove me nuts. Like, there's nothing to do. So you basically got to get rid of your, you know, gear, buy herbing, and hopefully make cash, right? But it's just so grindy that I haven't played it since. It's just it drives me nuts. And I don't know how the people that get up to like no harm, where is he, level 93, I don't know how you get up that high. I would assume by level 20, when you can do RRK, that you're going to be fine, that it becomes a little bit easier because you can actually get more XP. So for irons, my Death Knight, man, I lost 3 or 4 of them right in a row, and it's just like, and it's like, I do somewhat okay. I get like a good axe or something, and I'm like, oh, great, because if you get something good, you're like, even though it's gray, you're like, oh, great, and then you die to something dumb. So I just, you know what, I flipped the table. I think I'm finished with them right now. With my warrior, I lost it at like level... no, back up to 17. No, sorry, I had lost my warrior last time, and I got a new one back up to 17 now, but I think that's wrong. No, maybe not. No, I'm confusing it with my monk, which I got up to level 29, and I'm
nice.
Back and forth between different areas, right? So I'm really trying to kill anything that's green and doing quests that give me green XP and all that stuff, and I don't care if it takes a long, long time. I'm just going to do easy stuff. Because I swear I'm going to get this done before the next expansion. probably not. Nice. Corrupted Nesgard DN. So I collect mounts and pets and stuff like that, so I have not gotten my Dragon Soul mounts yet. I just... I hate that raid now. So, but at least now I don't have to farm Hellfire to go get this pet, which drops off of Iskar. I don't know if it's common or not, but for me, when it popped up, I was like, oh my god, thank god. Now I don't have to go back. And I was doing it when I was raiding with the Convert to Raid team. So I actually have a second one that I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it yet. I have it earmarked for somebody already, but if that person does not want it, it will be going up for grabs on Twitter. So keep an eye out, I guess. And really, that's been pretty much it. I didn't really get to play a lot of WoW over the last month or so, just because I was sick for, I'd say, of the last month. I was down and out for a good 2.5 weeks of not playing overall, like playing my normal stuff. So I did not want to play any irons while I was sick. There's no way. So I didn't want to lose them, because I was like, oh, I can't see. And like, oh, I'm dead. I quit, right? So hopefully over the next month or so. When's our next show? Is it like a month from now? About 3 weeks. Yeah, in about 3 weeks. I'll probably have a little bit more iron stuff. Probably. I hope. So.
There's so much going on at the moment, though.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Lita, tell me.
Yes. I don't know if I want to tell the story. It's sad. So I've been leveling my hunter. I've got an orc hunter that I got up to level 61. And I'd been doing Luna, was the just finished last week, and I'd been doing Discovery with her because she can fly, and even though it's slow, and I was going around getting bonus XP by getting the coins of ancestry, and I'm flying over to Wetlands, and bang, I'm dead. So I lost my level 61 iron, and it hurt. it really, really hurt. I actually sat there for about 5 minutes looking at my screen. I didn't know if I was going to laugh or cry. There's a flight path at the top of Wetlands Alliance 1, and it's as if you're heading into Arathi. And there's an elite guard that sits right behind the flight path. And somebody told me when you fly and do Discovery, fly low, which I've been doing. Thanks, Stone. Thanks for that. But I was just doing my little merry way and I forgot that the flight path. So I went in and got a Discovery for Dunmoda. And then came out and I flew straight over the top of the flight path where the Alliance is instead of taking a wider berth. So I'm flying and then I'm on the ground dead. And I was like, how did that happen? So, yeah, it was very, very, very sad. But I took her back and I stripped her down and I was still for the next hour looking, going, okay, I need to, delete her and do all of that. But 61, I kind of went to delete her and I sat there looking at the screen and I'm like, I just can't delete her. So my thought is at this stage, I don't know whether I'll just level her to 100 or boost her. And I've put so much time into her. She had a heap of coins and then I went and got stupid things with my coins. I got the perky pug stuff because I thought I was going to delete her. And then I was like, I can't delete her. I should have got like the Luna Festival garbs and stuff. So it was a very sad time. And I must admit, I've not been back onto a challenge tune since because it kind of took my heart with me, even though I've got like another 14 that are sitting there. So I'll get back to it.
This is only 14. Need the break because.
Yeah, it was.
When you lose one, I mean, very high, and it's the first time for sure, and you're just like. Oh my goodness.
Well, the last one, the second highest that I'd had was 36. So, to get to 61 for me was I was amazed when I got to 60. I was like, I could go by flying, I honestly thought I'd never get that high, but I've not rolled anything else because I have got quite a few challenge tunes in different stages. So I think I'm just going to continue on with what I'm currently working on. Mm-hmm. But Luna was really good. I really loved doing Luna when that was in, mostly because I've already got everything. So it was really nice to go around and just collect, like to chill on my tunes, get some bonus XP for the stuff that I was leveling up. And then I just bought the token upgrades. Oh, so okay. That was a bonus because I had everything else. So I didn't need anything else. And I haven't got all my heirloom upgrades. So it was like, well, I'll just go get some token upgrades to 100, which was what I did. So that was kind of cool. And Lovers in the Air is starting now. Yes, Stone. Yes, I can see the screen.
Thank you.
Shut up. It does not exist. Bugger off.
It's proof. So, it's proof right in front of your face.
Yeah. You. Just, yeah, shush you. It doesn't exist for me, I swear to God. So I've got 8 100s now, which is like the most that I've ever had, because I think I only had 5, pretty much always run with 5 max over the last couple of expansions. So now I'm running 8 daily through Shadowfang to try for the mount, and it's actually been so quick. And I've also been stepping outside my comfort zone, tanking on my monk, which I just did for the first time last night. So that was kind of cool.
And you're taking your monk through as a tank on the Love Rocket stuff, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah. Just do it like that. It's so easy.
I know. It was like you just stand there and just try and keep the aggro, which I was worried how that would go. I mean, Fry has got no aggro, so it doesn't matter. But everyone else they just like 30 seconds and it's over. So I managed to hold my own with keeping aggro on the other two. So I was happy about that. So I'll continue to do that. I've still got to run today's. I haven't done today's lot yet other than my warlock. So I've got another 7 to do. But the drop rate is so, so terrible. I know there are some people stone who already have the mount. Griff, do you have it?
No.
It takes, like when I began to track it, it actually took 120 plus times that year, and I had tried years before and I never tracked, but I was running ahead at the time 12 level 90s at the time, and this was about 2 years ago, so it's rough.
Well, I've only seen, and this was back before they made it all personal loot, but I've only ever seen the mount drop once in a dungeon run, and that was a guild run that I did like, I don't know, probably maybe 6 years ago. And those people, my guildies, my friends, no longer played. So the person who ended up getting the mount no longer plays. Uh-huh. I'm the only one that plays. And I remember I rolled a 7. I remember that because it's burned into my memory for eternity. And it was, that's the only time I have ever seen that mount drop. But as to now, it's personal loot, and I am still trying. So, and I've only missed one day in all the years that this has been on. I've missed one day, so I'm not missing any anymore. I'll just keep trying. So eventually
you will get it. Just gotta keep at it.
I'm determined. But the other thing that I'm doing is I started another undead warlock, just a normal one. Mm-hmm. So my friend's guild got a new guild mount, and he said, come over and do this and then you can buy that. So I'm currently leveling her. She's at 32. I have to be exalted and have some money. So I've been playing on a PvP server, which, hello, hell froze over when I did actually... Yeah, I always said I would
Where's
not go
Lita?
Back to
Juby. Where is she? Because you're definitely not her. What's going on?
I know, but there's a chance of getting... Well, not the chance, but it's a mount. Why else would I be rolling on a PvP server? So thank you to Spanky Hunter for doing that. That's my friend. That's his gamer name. Spanky Hunter. That's the smallest amount, because otherwise we'll be here forever if I tell you the rest of what I've been up to.
Just like the other podcast you were on last night, where I think your segment was an hour.
Yeah, it's because Jeppy keeps asking me questions. Hey, Jeppy, that's why. That's okay. We explain things. That's what it's all about. So it's a lot of fun. Okay. Chit chat time. Let's do it. Chit chat. Who knows? All right. This is the time when you get to ask us anything, questions about the challenges, share your tips and tricks, or warn people of potential disastrous areas and questings or stuff like that. So the first one we're going to talk about is an email from geek people. And they say, hello, geek people here. I am doing the Iron Man challenge. And as I was looking through the rules, it says that you're not to be in a group. Does this apply for doing the Iron Man challenge with a friend? Him and I are already 10 plus, and we are both wondering if this could affect the rules and regulations. Please let us know. Stone.
So, yeah, you're not supposed to level up with a friend. I've always told people, if you were to get to max, then I tell you, you would get flagged. But for people that are trying something new and are not legit trying to get to max and just want to mess around and have fun, do it, man. I mean, just go have fun. It's fine. But if you were to get to max, I'd say you're going to get flagged, because eventually one of you is going to get the killing blow flag, which is why we put that rule in there, which will get applied to another email coming in later on. So for people that are just going to mess around, do it. It's fine. You're just there to have fun. If you're legit trying to go for max, then no.
Mm-hmm.
No. Yeah. That's so.
Okay. That's fair enough. Yeah. Exactly. All right, Griff, can you read the second one for me, please?
I can. All right, this one's from Eli. It says, can we receive free bags from a random person in-game? I saw someone advertising free 16-slot bags, and I've read the rules and nothing in there about receiving free bags from someone who was advertising in trade chat.
So what do you guys think?
Well, Griff, you...
Gut reaction would be like, this seems like getting outside help. Even though bags aren't really a huge thing, it's more of a convenience thing. It's still, I kind of feel like it would go against the spirit of the challenge of just kind of like you against the game. That's kind of what I would think.
Lita?
I could see both points of view, because for me, I would think, well, if someone's offering them and it's, you know, if they were little 16 slot bags is cool, then I would think, personally, though, I wouldn't do it. I don't do things. I've had people come up to me on challenge tunes and be like, hey, new player here, you know, have 10 gold. And I'm like, no, I'm a challenge toon. And then they're like, yep, what's challenge soon? And then I say, hey, go check out this. But, you know, I don't want to take charity when I'm doing, you know, the challenge tunes myself. So I personally, no, I save up the money. I use the auction house to make some gold. And then I go to the auction house and I'll buy some, or go to the rep places, you know, like the ones in Ogrimmar near the flight path. You've got Ogrimmar, trolls and the goblins. So when you get revered, you can buy yourself a 16 slot bag. And of course, Darkmoon Fair, when Darkmoon Fair comes, and go and buy one of the 16 slot bags from there as well. So for me personally, wouldn't do it. But yeah, Stone, what's the official thought?
This came up in guild chat, and overall, it was that probably not, because yes, you're getting outside help. My opinion was, it depends on who was giving you the bags. If it's somebody that you knew that, oh, hey, I'm offering free bags and I'm going to type it into trade chat and, you know, first person, yet they ignore everyone except for the friend. Yeah, you know, if you're doing it to break the rules, then why you don't, you know? I personally would not, because I just think it's outside help for me and I probably don't need them. So why would I get help from somebody else? I mean, and there's another person saying that it's basically buying them off of the auction house just at a really cheap price, and you just happen to get there at the right time. which is valid as well, because you're allowed to buy things off the auction house. If somebody posts them up for one call per each, you can buy it. So what's the difference, right? My big thing is that if you know that person, you know, obviously you're trying to break the rules. But if you don't know them, yeah, and you feel okay about it, like you don't feel like it's being helped, you know, you're not gonna get flagged for it. So it's okay. Up to you.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
So our third one is an email from Jonas. I'm not gonna read the entire thing because it basically copies and pastes one of the rules. Hello, I was reading about the rules for the different challenges. I have one question about the Bloodthirsty. And he goes on to quote the Killing Blow rule, and the rule about kills that grant experience must be past a certain threshold, which is 10 kills per level up until level 10, and then level times 0.3 plus floor of level divided by... Anyways, this is this big thing, okay? So what exactly does this mean? Or is it just as simple that the only thing I can do is kill mobs? Okay, so as a Bloodthirsty, you are allowed to do a certain amount of quests. However, you have to kill. That's the main thing. You need to be, mm-hmm, you need to try to kill. And what this does is make sure that you have a certain amount of kills by a certain level. And as you increase in level, the number of kills that you need go higher. So if you are killing the way that you're supposed to be, you're going to be fine. And you don't need to really worry about that. The other rule about the killing blow needs to be 50% or higher is just to make sure that you do not group up with somebody who helps you to kill things. So that's pretty much it. The math is there too. It was actually a lot harder. The numbers were higher. However, there was a person, I think, 5 iron, who was focused on only killing rares. And because he got lots of XP for killing rares, he actually broke the rule. So he never got as many kills as what he needed.
Uh-oh.
Right? And we had to change it so that you could kill rares and still be a good Bloodthirsty, because I feel that that was I felt that that was a good way to level up as well, just because you're killing a mob that gives you lots of points doesn't mean that it's bad. So it's just so that more or less, if you are killing things and not doing as many quests, then you're going to be okay. Just go kill stuff. Lots of stuff. Get your axe nice and bloody.
Yeah. Alrighty. Griff.
Alright.
Number 4 for me, please.
Yep. Next one is, there is a bow best in slot for an Iron Man that is available from the Hodir quests. I think you have to do those to get the vendor unlocked. Am I allowed to have my alt go in and get that? I see the other hunter around Dead Jitter's level has the bow and didn't do the quest, so I assume it is okay, but I wanted to be sure before I grab it.
So, if you were to grab that bow, how would you have gotten the bow without doing those quests, right? So, whoever the other person was that grabbed that bow and didn't actually do all of those quests, then they've gotten outside help, right?
Mm-hmm.
I know this bow...
Is it a BOP or a BOE?
I think it's a BOE. I'm not sure, actually. I'm not 100% sure, but I know that it has a +5 frost bonus on it that everyone thinks is a enchant or something, but it's not, and that's why it's fine to use. It's I can't remember exactly what it was though, but I'm curious about how the other person knows that they didn't do those quests though, right? Because maybe they did. just, you know, and I would say, for you, yes, you should be doing it. For the other person, then if they really didn't, then they're getting outside help, and that's a no-no.
So if it's a BOE, it's possible that they could have put it on the auction house and sold it?
Possible, yep.
And therefore got it BOP, that way?
But if it's,
if they didn't do BOP, the quest, maybe?
Yeah.
Mm.
I mean, unless, you know, how would you get it, right?
Yeah. Okay. That's right. That's an interesting one. Oh, dear. Oh, my gosh. That's going yeah. back.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time.
I hated grinding that stuff.
It's always fun. I love doing Hodea. Oh, do God. You guys like Hodea Quest? I did.
No.
Okay, it's only me then, obviously. No. All right. Yeah. All right. Thanks. Okay, let's go on to the next one that I've got. So Facebook had a pacifist killing blow question. So it says, a mob aggroed to me and my pet killed it. I did not touch the mob. My stats say zero kills. However, it did register a killing blow. Is this a disqualifier? Stone.
That's the first time I've ever heard that. And I was like, I don't know how to answer you because our rules are you're not allowed to kill anything and your stats say you don't have any kills. So you're legit green. Okay, still. However, you did have a kill, like, blow because of your pet.
Mm.
You know, and I said, okay, listen, right now I don't know. So let me bring it on to, you know, this, and we'll talk and we'll see what everyone else believes, because just because I say I believe something doesn't mean that everyone else is going to jump on board, right? So
yeah,
you know, so if let us know what you think, because I don't know. I kind of feel like if it's your pet and you do have a kill thing blow, then it's still a kill.
The pet's the extension of you.
Extension of you.
Yeah. Griff, right? What do you think? Like, as if you were playing a pacifist as whether it's a warlock or a hunter with a pet, how would you deal with something like that?
I would say, like, I would just let it go because it's not them. Like, it wasn't something they, like, they didn't initiate the interaction with the mob, and they, like, if they really didn't do anything, the pet just did this completely on its own, then it's not something they did. Mm. Does it give you experience if just the pet kills it?
I don't think it does.
No. So it didn't help them in any way.
The only thing that it did was keep them alive.
Right. So, yeah, I mean, it could be a situation where they might have died if the pet hadn't been there. And I don't know. It's definitely a weird gray area. I would err on the side of just say, like, yeah, it's fine. It didn't flag him or anything. But, yeah, I can definitely see both sides of that.
Lita. Mm. I would class it as a kill personally. Yeah. If it's me and if I've used a pet to get away and it's ended up killing it instead of getting far enough away that, you know, it'll become nothing and everything will despawn and you haven't actually killed it. But if it's actually killed it, then I would look at it. It's helped enable you to get away. Because if you were in a class that was not having a pet, you would have died. Like, you either would have died to it or you would have had to kill it to get away. So for me, if it was me, I'd be like, done, would need to start again. But
it's true.
Then could you say, well, that pet is the one that did it, so I get rid of that pet and get a new pet? You know,
I can't, like, tell that.
Is that another option? Maybe.
I can't tell that, though, right?
Yeah.
So my thing, I'm kind of worried about a person rolls a hunter and gets a, you know, pet to tank everything. And she just goes around and picks all the stuff up.
Yeah.
It's true, yeah.
I think maybe in this case, maybe, I don't know. It would almost be like, hey, if you've got more than 10, you know, then we're gonna give you a red flag or something. I don't. It's so. It kind of feels like they should be flagged, but I kind of understand. In this person's case, you know, they didn't mean to, right? But I'm worried long term, right? Is somebody gonna try to use that
It could be exploited.
to right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I first
I
world
think the
problems.
potential could be for ex, you know, for
Yeah.
the.
Yeah. So basically what I wanted is that I didn't know if we could give you an answer right now. However, send us an email over the next week or so and let us know what you think. And then I guess by next weekend I'll make a ruling. guess.
You need to get a gavel
Yeah.
at this section. Just like
Yeah. You
smack that
know?
down.
Yeah. It's one of it's I don't know. It's weird. So.
Okay. Interesting. I've got a question from the chat room.
Yes.
And let me have a look. Naya Sheree, sorry if I butchered your name. Everyone knows I horrible at pronouncing names. Ask, can I use my companion pets?
Like battle pets? Nope.
Yeah. Like
Right
just to
now,
bring out, I'm
well, you
assuming,
can,
just
yeah, you can bring them
as
out,
to follow
sure.
you around.
Sure. It doesn't do anything. But you can't use them to level up. We currently have the rule that you're allowed to have 9 fights, only because there's a issue with looking up the achievement for cat fight if you have 10 fights. I've asked Blizzard to give us a to let us to add tracking for how many pet battles you've won, not just pet battles won at max, because to me that's useless. So until they get that, right now it's 9, and that's only done so that if you're leveling up in iron or something and you come across a rare pet, you don't have to swap out to a different tune. You can just go and attack it right there and get yourself a rare pet. But if they ever give us the power to track pet battles won overall, then guaranteed we are going to start saying you are not allowed to do any pet fights at all, like nothing. That is not part of the leveling scheme. But so I would say you can use your pets, but what a okay, and I'm just seeing right here, would a PvP pet battle be okay? Nope. No pet battles whatsoever. None.
Mm-hmm.
None. Yeah. Yeah.
No worries. Well, I was even thinking, I mean, it's not often that I'll bring out a companion pet when I'm leveling my challenge tunes anyway, but if I've not used money to buy something with that tune, then it doesn't come out. You know, the same with toys and all that. Even if you were just being silly and, you know, want to sit on your mushroom or like whatever. Well, there's a little mushroom from back in
Grifter brings
the
out
islands.
out his
Herbert.
but yeah,
He's
that's still
always
happening
there.
because he's not trying to
Herbert's cute.
level up that way,
Yeah.
so that's
He's
fine.
there for moral support.
Yeah.
That's
It's
right. Yeah.
important. Sure. Yeah.
No, that's cool. I mean, like you said, each to their own. So, but pet battles, no. No. Okay. All right. Well, that's cool. Okay, we any other questions that we've got? Do we need to cover anything else, guys, or we're pretty much like good? I think we've covered everything.
Yeah, it's only been an hour and a half. I'm
I know.
surprised. And even with me butchering everything. Great. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, Stone. Wrap up time.
Oh yeah. Okay. Our next show is Saturday, March the 12th, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, or Sunday, March the 13th, 10 a.m. Australian Eastern Queensland time. I'm not
My time.
sure if that is going to be true for you, Lita, because I can't remember when daylight savings changes. We will send out an email, but basically Saturday, March 12th, /Sunday, March 13th. And that's also 1 a.m. Central European time. We are going to be talking about Noble Garden, and we are going to be joined by a veteran of ours, a veteran friend of ours, Rogue Slayer. So.
Yes. Excellent. Griff, all right. Man. Well, Griff, thank you. Thank you for coming and joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Big thank
you. Oh, you're welcome.
When I asked you, I was like, oh my goodness. I'm sorry. Yeah. I just like, oh my God. He's like,
It's been awesome talking to you, but if you would like to let everyone know where they can find you and get in contact with you, please.
Sure. Twitter is social media I use the most. I'm at Slightly Griff. Also at Facebook, this facebook.com/slightlyimpressive. The Twitch channel where I stream the Iron Man Challenge and Legion Alpha stuff and also The Sims and other random stuff is the same thing. It's twitch.tv/slightlyimpressive. I'm trying to think what else there is. I do have shirts you can buy at slightlyimpressive.spreadshirt.com and mugs.
I saw the mug.
YouTube channel is youtube.com/slightlyimpressive, where I put the machinimas and VODs from all the streams. So if you can't see them live, you can usually watch them there.
And awesome. And you've got machinima coming out tomorrow.
Yep. Hopefully, if I get it done.
Hopefully. Oh, excellent. Very exciting. Very, very exciting. Yes, Stone?
No. I still want to know. Come on, man.
Okay, it's one of the class videos. Like I do like the problem with rogues, with the shaman. I'm going through all, so it's another one of those.
You haven't done
it. Ooh.
I go where I poke fun of things.
Okay.
Nice. Okay. Very exciting. Well, we can't wait. So once again, thank you so much. But for everyone else, if you want to contact the show, then you can email us at podcast@wowchallenges.com. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/wowchallenges. Check out the show on YouTube at youtube.com/wowchallenges1. That's number one, not the word one. And to remember to come catch us live at twitch.tv/wowchallenges.
I wish we could have that YouTube channel, but it's somebody set it up for gold runs back in the house. It's like they don't even use it now. Like, just come on. But no. Anyways, you can find me on Twitter at wowchallenges or the podcast's The Richter Scale and Azeroth Uncultured. Lita.
Excellent. Sorry. I'm reading chat.
I'm reading chat too, and I'm thinking that Griff should do Iron Man stuff. That would be awesome.
Iron Man Machinima.
Iron Man Machinima. Yeah, I know. I've gotten ideas before while doing the Iron Man Challenge.
Ooh, that sounds exciting. I've actually become
Machinima, but yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, nice. Maybe. Awesome. Okay. Well, if anyone wants to find me, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at LitaWow. And you can listen to me on my other shows, which is Behind the Avatar, Controller, WoW, Corpse Run Radio, and Geektopia podcast. Not many. But I have to always say.
She's overwhelmed. Oh, there's so many shows.
I do a little bit. It's fun.
Do?
It's good fun. Yeah.
I'm 12 years old.
Yeah, I know. You're being 12-year-old. Yeah. So we have to say a big thank you once again, as always, to Mark Conan for the intro, because damn it, we love it so much. If anyone wants to find Mark Conan, he's at Mark Conan WoW on Twitter, and he's also co-host of Torrent Think Tank. So if you want to get in contact, you can get in contact with him there. And that's it. That's the show.
Wow.
We're done. Woohoo. All right.
I'm surprised. I don't know. I thought we were going to go to 2 hours for sure. Guaranteed.
We've done well. Are you going to play the outro or we're just going to talk?
Wow.
I'm bossy. I know. Flip table.
Get out of here. All right. See you guys later. Wait, hold on. Where's my number pad? I got to figure out which ones I got to hit and all that. I don't know what I'm doing here. Okay. All right. See you guys later.
Thanks, guys. Thanks, Jeff.
The WoW Challenges podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita. Copyright 2016 WoWChallenges.com. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used for the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find more of his great stuff at incomnitech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.